What was his occupation?
Farmer.
Okay. And where was he born?
He was born in Polk County.
Near here?
Yeah. I ain't so right over around the road, yonder.
Did he go to Line Branch School, too?
No, he went to Falcon.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what grade he went to?
No, I don't. I couldn't tell you. Half of him.
Okay. Oops, you want me to get that? Pushy. Now, I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about, and there'll be more than one answer to several of them. You know, a lot of answers it might do. So if you happen to think of more than one answer, I'd be interested in all of them.
Okay.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say...
The afternoon would be what I call it.
Fine. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say...
Sunrise, or early in the morning, something like that.
Now, in the morning, it's sunrise, and in the evening, it's...
Sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
Fanging up.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, a shower or something like that.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece, what I always say.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Doggone.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to get a fire started?
Firewood.
Excuse me? What did you say? I'm sorry.
Firewood.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
Splinters. Okay.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Clothesline, I reckon, be what you call it.
Well, I'm talking about a little room that you hang.
A little room?
Yeah, like when you come in from outside and hang your coat up.
Closet.
In. And what do you call a big piece of furniture that clothes can be hung in?
Oh, wardrobe, something like that.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
A veranda or a porch.
Okay.
Either one you might want to call it.
And that would mean the same thing?
Yeah, to me it would be the same thing.
What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Well, I wouldn't know what you'd call that.
Would you ever use the word stoop to mean something like that?
Well, I guess that'd be something concerning, something like that, stoop.
Well, do you generally use that word, stoop?
Well, no, I just don't use it.
Okay,
I don't have no occasion for using it.
Okay. What do you call a fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Cowlots is what we always call them.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
It'd be a rock wall, I reckon.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk? It has a handle on it to carry it by.
Bucket.
What would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal instead of wood?
Well, it'd still be a bucket to me.
All right.
One would be wooden, the other would be metal.